In a world that's always changing, staying informed is key. That's why you trust First News Now for your latest local news. When it comes to your finances, trust First United Bank for the solutions you need. Whether it's a checking account, home loan, savings goal, or business service, we're here to help you make smart financial decisions. This is Charlie Day, Market Manager at First United Bank, where our team always puts you first. Please stop by to see us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 498-528.
Good Monday morning, friends, and welcome back to the program. We've got a lot to cover this morning, so I'm going to kick it in a little higher gear to get through some things because we have a special guest on today, the mayor of Salem, Kentucky, Gary Damron. And, you know, we've talked about that per capita, there's more investment coming to Salem, Kentucky than perhaps anywhere in the Commonwealth, maybe anywhere in the United States for that matter. But an influx of about $150 million, you know, in investment to infrastructure and healthcare in that community. So we're going to visit with the mayor in just a bit. First of all, I want to talk about a couple of things going on around Marion, Kentucky over the last few days. Big hit on Saturday night. Unfortunately, I was out of town at a ball game, didn't get to video the parade like I usually do, but the Marion Christmas Parade pulled off by the folks down at Integrity Insurance, Denise Byerly, and in cooperation with the Crittenden County Chamber of Commerce, really hit a home run on this year's Christmas Parade. It's always great, but this time was particularly special, I think, based on all the reviews that I have read and heard since I got back home late Saturday night. Just run down real quick, so the parade category winners. In the business category, Glenn's Pharmacy. In the church division, Deer Creek Church. And the organization winner, first place float, Friends Forever. Apparently, the Coca-Cola truck stole the show. Local Coca-Cola distributor David Farmer and another employee, Grant Neisler, I think is the way you pronounce that. Really had a cool truck, you know. It's the big Coca-Cola box truck, over the road 18 wheeler kind of truck, and apparently it was really set things off for the parade. And then the middle school basketball team. Go ahead and mention them. The seventh grade Crittenden County basketball team had won the district championship a bit earlier in the afternoon over in Eddyville, and got back into town just in time to jump in front of Santa and get in the parade and get those guys some rounds of applause. You can only imagine the greeting they got in the parade. But you can read more about the parade and all of the first through third places in the float contest in your Crittenden Press or online at thepress.com. That's the-press.com, I should say. Another big event over the last few days, Judge Brandy Rogers, circuit judge here in Crittenden County. She's a family court judge. Had this incredible program on Thursday at Farmers Bank that the chamber put on, Lunch and Learn. I've got a pretty big story about it. It'll be in the Crittenden Press. It's something everyone needs to read. It's how to build your community. You know, we see a lot of people trying to bring our community down. I can't stress that enough. It infuriates me. We have a great community here. We have so many things that are positive and going on, and we can't let a few little challenges bring us down. We have to meet those challenges. So Judge Rogers talks about how this community can really lift itself up, what it can do to energize and families by showing some empathy to particular groups. So read that article. It'll be in the Crittenden Press this week. I think you will find it quite interesting. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back in just a moment.
Are you hungry for slow-cooked, fall-off-the-bone flavor? Stop by Marion Pit Barbecue, a local legend serving up mouth-watering barbecue for over 40 years. From juicy ribs and chicken to our famous pulled pork, Marion Pit Barbecue offers big portions and even bigger value 7 days a week. On Tuesday and Friday, try our loaded smoked potato. Wednesday and Saturday, hickory smoked ribs. And Thursday and Sunday, barbecue chickens. Marion Pit Barbecue, located on South Main Street in Marion. Come hungry, leave happy. Don't forget the sauce.
Something you'll want to get on your calendar for this week, this coming weekend, Saturday and Sunday at Foes Hall, Community Arts Foundation presents Lessons and Carols. Don't let the name scare you, as Corey Kreider tells me. Corey, of course, a local musician, singer, opera singer, producer, just an incredible talent. He's involved in putting this together. It's going to be a compilation of readings of Christmas stories from the Bible and from mainstream authors, and there's going to be choirs there of all shapes and rhythms, and it's going to be just an incredible event. This is it's kind of taking the place this year of the Living Christmas Tree. CAF has this great vision, and Corey will tell you about it later on in the week, of how they're going to flip the script on you every other year on a 4-year series, and then repeat that. So tune in on Thursday. We're going to have Corey Kreider in and talk to him about that. But just get that on your calendar for the weekend, Saturday night and Sunday matinee out at Foes Hall. Don't forget. I want to hit you up on a little bit of sports before we get to our conversation with the mayor of Salem, Kentucky. In sports, the Rocket basketball team, tough start for the team. Of course, you know, they haven't won a game since back in 2004. Pray for them. This is a tough time. Those guys put in a lot of time, a lot of effort. They worked all off season, and they'll get off the mark here, and they will get they'll get a win this season. Maybe more, obviously, but tough start. They've had some difficult teams they've played. 0-3, they lost to Hickman County on the road Saturday after being down at Fort Campbell and losing Friday night. And the night before that, they were at Marshall County to take on a really good team from down in Hardin County, Christian School. Alan Stout's grandsons were on that team, and, man, they lit us up. But the girls, meanwhile, are on a roll. They have gone down to Breckenridge County, or should I say up to Breckenridge County. Man, it's hard to get there. It's like coming to Marion, Kentucky from Nashville. Getting to Hardinsburg over in Breckenridge County is a drive through God's country. It was a great drive during the daylight. Coming home in the dark was a little different, dodging deer. Nonetheless, Crittenden County beat Breckenridge County, which was the preseason number one team in the third region, according to the Courier-Journal. And that after they came off a very difficult loss to Marshall County down at the Hoop Fest in Marshall County. You know, it's a tough place to go play. Lady Rockets lost by 10 in that game against the number two preseason team in the first region. Lady Rockets have a lot of high expectations this year. Of course, they're playing a tough schedule. It's muzzleloader season coming up this weekend. It lasts through next week, and you want to get out and get a chance to get you a whitetail if you didn't get one during the rifle season. I know I'm kind of rifling through the news this morning in a hurry, but I've got this great interview with Salem Mayor Gary Damron, and we're going to get to a commercial message and then right back and hear from the mayor of Salem, Kentucky.
When your comfort's on the line, you don't want just anybody showing up at your door. You want neighbors you know and trust. That's why Hometown HVAC and Plumbing has you covered with two licensed technicians right here in Crittenden County. Whether it's heating, cooling, or plumbing, Hometown delivers expert service with a hometown touch. For trusted repairs and installation, call Hometown today at 270-388-0467. That's 270-388-0467. Hometown, where local service means everything.
So I have with me this morning the mayor of Salem, Kentucky, Gary Damron. Gary wears many hats. He's retired, but he wears many hats. He's also a school bus driver in Crittenden County, and does a lot more for the communities around Salem. Gary, you know, just looking at what's getting ready to happen here in this small town of what, 700, I think.
720, yeah.
720 population. The investment per capita over the next 5 or 6 years is just remarkable. The hospital announced a few days ago that it was going to invest over $70 million, I think $78.3 or something to be exact. And then Crittenden Livingston some Water District is expanding, doubling the size of its plant. And then that total investment by the time it's over is going to be somewhere pretty close to $70 million. And then you've got the Cumberland River Homes, a meager $5 million they're looking at. You know, it sounds like chump change, but it's not. What does Salem think about all this?
Well, just blessed beyond belief. Yeah. You know, you see the numbers, and I'd looked at the numbers. Okay, hospital's getting 70, 80 million, that, and I knew the water district is getting X amount. And I'd looked at that, but when Perry Newcomb, when they had the day the hospital announcement out here with Representative Comer, he poked me and said, "Do you realize per capita the grant money that's coming in, and for the population?" He said, "You're probably getting more money in this area than any other city, obviously in the state and probably several states." So just blessed, blessed beyond belief. I have to give immense credit to the board for the hospital. They worked, I will say, tirelessly on this, and Shane, his administrative group, to make this a reality. It is a multi-generational investment in health in this area. It's amazing. It's really, a lot is happening in a short amount of time, and it's just huge. It's huge.
Of course, this just the construction phase alone is going to bring in people to Salem. Is the community doing anything to prepare for this? I mean, you have to feed these people and provide them with, I guess, fuel maybe and snacks, and you've got a couple of gas stations and you know, as far as restaurants go, there are a few places to eat. But man, can they handle this?
I think I look at this opportunity, if you will, as twofold. All of our existing businesses, just like what you mentioned, it's an opportunity for them to step up and really take advantage of what's being offered. Yes, there's going to be a huge influx of people coming in, mainly in the construction area in that time frame. So it's a big opportunity for the people we've got to tweak and adjust their business model to prepare for extra people. And I'm also very hopeful that this will light a spark for maybe some new investment. Mm-hmm. There are new opportunities for people to add a new business and to take advantage of the situation. Mm-hmm. Like I say, this doesn't come along very often. Mm-hmm. It could definitely make someone think their business plan. As far as housing, I will say, you know, we've got a local contractor that's got some plans. I haven't talked to him recently to see exactly, but I know he has plans for some new homes. I honestly think he's already actually got one sold. And some smaller units up closer to the hospital up there for traveling physicians, mm-hmm. nurses, et cetera, in-transit mm-hmm. staff, and maybe permanent too. I don't know exactly what his total plans are, but he's thinking ahead. I'll give him credit. So, opportunity. People need to think about it.
One wonderful opportunity. Just walking around on the streets of Salem, what are you hearing? Do the people think it'll change the town?
There's always a skeptical side to everything. I'd heard some people say, "Oh, I'll believe it when I see it." Well, here in a few months, they're going to see the dirt moving.
Yeah.
I think they should have already seen even the new additions out there, the community center and then the therapy center that they've built out there. Beautiful facilities. Beautiful. I encourage everybody, not just go look at them. It's amazing what they did real quick there. Then they cleared the land behind the hospital. So I think with that activity, people's coming out, okay, this is really going to happen. Because I mean, it's here, and I think I think it's a year and a half to 2 years total. It's going to go by pretty quick.
Yeah, and then down at Pinckneyville, of course, that's what, I don't know, what, 4 or 5 miles out to Pinckneyville on the Cumberland River. Yeah. There's going to be so much construction there as well when they start doubling the size of the water treatment plant. You know, that's a huge, huge project. Then they're going to start laying new distribution lines. That's going to come right through Salem. We'll go from the water plant through Salem up to Marion. You know, there's got to be some thought about put into, you know, temporary housing for sure.
Absolutely.
Campground.
Yeah. The possibilities are out there. There's, you know, for somebody to take hold of it. I agree. There's going to be a lot going on, and I would like to, I'm hopeful, very hopeful of, you know, a restaurant, long-term other businesses that would satellite off the hospital services. I'm hopeful. I'm just thinking out loud for like maybe a dentist, medical supply stores, things like that. Other, even doctors' offices that are associated with the Deaconess Network, they may want to have a office here. So I often think of my late friend Chuck Fox when he said, I don't think people of Salem realize how good and big it can be. Mm-hmm. Well, that day's staring us in the face.
Sure.
I have quoted him on that. It stuck with me, and I've said it many times, and I'll say it many more times. I think we're getting ready to see what we can be.
And you know, Cumberland River Homes, not to discount what they're doing. You know, you had a bad situation with some crumbling buildings here in town, but Cumberland River Homes has stepped up, and they have a plan. They're trying to raise the money.
Yes.
That'll be transformative for downtown Salem, the Main Street.
And even today, if you drive through town compared to 2 years ago, it looked bad. It looks, even in an open lot as today, it looks so much better than it did before, and it's just sitting there. Speaking opportunity, and yes, once they get their funding, I know they've had to pivot on a couple of projects. They actually opened the house in Marion for some clients up there, and that kind of changed the immediate direction. But long term, still on board to go, and new facilities, new buildings right in town, it would be so welcome. Yes.
You know, I just think about around Livingston County, you know, Grand Rivers has the lakes area that they hang their hat on, of course. And then Leadbetter has the new bridge.
Yes.
And Smithland has the dam.
That's right.
And now Salem's identity is going to be healthcare.
Healthcare. And I truly believe, you know, it is a generational investment. I look for this. Yes, it's going to serve Salem, Livingston County, Crittenden County, and probably some Lyon County. But I look for even this to become more of a regional health center. I mean, I remember talking to Barry Chittenden that they've got several people coming across the river from Southern Illinois now with more services. I mean, I just look for it to become a long-term regional health center, not just specifically in Salem, although we're beyond tickled to have it in our city limits, but it's going to grow.
And I assume this could be an impetus to try to get some improvements on Highway 60 even to improve the arteries coming in here.
Absolutely. And you mentioned earlier, you know, the water treatment plant down there. Of course, we're also, you know, people don't think of, we've got two large rock quarries or type services that every one of their employees drive through Salem twice a day to get to either one of those locations. So yes, that is a definite possibility. Along with all the construction and the infrastructure improvements, that's definitely a possibility.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I appreciate your time, Mayor. I know you've got a lot of your desk is pretty full of paperwork here.
I'm behind.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. We're excited to see what happens in the coming months and years in Salem.
Thank you.
And that's going to wrap things up this morning. I want to remind you to get out and shop Marion first this holiday season, which is obviously the gift-giving season as it is during the Christmas time. So shop Marion first. Support these people who support what's going on in your community. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.